Earth, sky.
It's pretty much guaranteed we're going to see the oil spill interact with a storm. And 95% of active seasons have had two or more storms in the Gulf of Mexico. So I'm thinking we're probably going to have two, maybe even three storms this season going through the Gulf of Mexico, blowing that oil around.
You're listening to meteorologist Jeff Masters of the popular website weatherunderground.com, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Hurricane season 2010 is now underway. Dr. Masters told us what might happen when a hurricane meets the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. He spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Masters, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. A listener wrote to us, Amy Haddon, and she asked about what will happen if a major hurricane passes close to or directly through the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico that's happening now in 2010.
Well, the transport of the oil is going to be significantly increased by the strong winds of a hurricane. In particular, I think the oil will go along most of the northern Gulf Coast if you do have such a storm, perhaps all the way to Texas and southward along the western Florida coast and potentially down through the Keys and around the Atlantic side of the east coast of Florida.
I guess you're saying that the hurricane will help move this oil to places where it may not have gotten before? What does that mean exactly?
Well, the oil spill is currently sitting about 30 miles away from the coast of Louisiana, and it's been kind of hit or miss if the surface currents have happened to take that oil to shore. And I think with the counterclockwise spin of winds around a hurricane, you're going to see oil get over a large portion of the shore along a good portion of the coast of the Gulf of Mexico. And in addition to that transport, we're going to see the storm surge of the hurricane take the oil inland quite a few miles wherever there's low-lying areas. So you'll see the oil get deposited inland in marshes and potentially residential areas along the coast there.
I guess that's one of the questions that I have. And I think one of the big fears I think people have is that a hurricane that reaches land could dump some oily water on people and property along the Gulf Coast. Tell us what's likely to really happen.
Well, the hurricane is going to dilute the oil to a large degree because you do have such strong winds and wave action. It's going to take the oil and put it in a larger volume of water. But on the other hand, that oil is now going to affect parts of the coast it wouldn't have affected otherwise. And it's possible that some of the more sensitive areas along the coast that are going to get oil because of a hurricane will suffer because of it. Now, I think in general, the hurricane will be a good thing as far as if you've already got oil on your coast, it's going to tend to clean it off. We've seen that in the past with other oil spills. If you've got a oily beach, the wave action comes in and washes some of the oil off. It depends on how smooth your beach is. If you've got a complicated beach with lots of vegetation and rocks and stuff, there's places for the oil to hide, and the hurricane's not going to be able to clean it off so well. But if you've got a sandy beach, we've seen in the past that the hurricane can clean off up to 90% of that oil.
Now, I wanted to follow up. Now, Amy Haddon, she, a listener who wrote to us, she had a follow-up question. How does such a large amount of oil, both on and beneath the surface, affect the water picked up and carried by a hurricane?
Sure. Well, the oil will probably tend to warm up the water if it sits in the water for a period of weeks. Because the oil is dark, it'll absorb some sunlight. The other effect it'll have is it'll reduce evaporation from the ocean underneath it. And that will also be a warming effect because, as you know, when you step out of the shower and your skin evaporates the moisture on it, it's a cooling effect. So that cooling effect is absent right now over the Gulf of Mexico because the oil is blocking evaporation. But that being said, the surface of the Gulf of Mexico, the size affected, is not that great compared to the size of a hurricane. For instance, I think the spill is maybe the size of Connecticut right now, and a hurricane is more the size of Texas. So that's a pretty big size difference, and I really don't think there's enough oil on the surface right now to have a substantial impact on the temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico and potentially on any hurricane that might go overhead.
And I believe that you also talked about in your blog how the action that the hurricane does on the oil, it actually, in addition to physically removing it, perhaps from the beaches. It also, in the water, it weathers it. I believe that's how you described it.
Yeah, it creates what's called a mousse, big gold globs of brown oil that kind of get it into a jelly-like consistency mixed with water, and these big globs float in the ocean. So you don't have kind of the continuous sheets of oil like you have when it's fresh. And, well, these moose globs can be a problem, you know, still, even though they've been diluted some, because if they come ashore, of course, they're going to be very sticky and very hard to clean up. And the other thing to think about with the mixing action of a hurricane is it is going to bring up water from the depths. Right now, we've only been concerned with oil at the surface and where it's been transported. We know from some of the research missions that there are these plumes of oil deep down in the ocean. And if some of those plumes are within about 600 feet of the surface, the hurricane could potentially mix those up to the surface, because hurricanes are capable of causing enough turbulence in the ocean that you bring up waters from the depths. But from what it sounds like, the main plumes are much deeper in the ocean. They're below 1,000 feet deep, and the hurricane's not going to be able to touch that.
Now tell us about the 2010 hurricane season.
Well, I have a bad feeling about this hurricane season, and everybody who watches hurricanes does, because all the four major factors we look at to see if a hurricane season is going to be active or not are lining up to say that this is going to be a much above average season for activity. And both NOAA and Colorado State University, which make forecasts of seasonal hurricane activity, have put out their largest numbers ever for a preseason forecast. So that gives me a lot of concern. And with the oil out sitting out there, and then also a million people in Haiti sitting out there without shelter, it's really shaping up to be an ominous hurricane season. And I sure hope we get lucky and these forecasts are incorrect.
Well, Dr. Masters, thank you for taking this time out to speak with us today. What's the most important thing that you want people today to know about hurricanes and the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill?
Well, we're sure going to find that a hurricane interacting with an oil spill is going to create a big mess. And people all along the Gulf Coast should be prepared for oil to be coming to their shores. Maybe not in great quantities, but we're certainly going to see a large, large stretch of the Gulf of Mexico get oil on it. And in particular, in active hurricane seasons in the past, there have always been at least one storm in the Gulf of Mexico during an active hurricane season like we're expecting this year. So it's pretty much guaranteed we're going to see the oil spill interact with a storm. And 95% of active seasons have had two or more storms in the Gulf of Mexico. So I'm thinking we're probably going to have two, maybe even three storms this season going through the Gulf of Mexico, blowing that oil around.
You've been listening to Jeff Masters, Director of Meteorology for WeatherUnderground.com. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Lindsay Patterson. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.